Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. So we're starting the Gemara. It's Beitza Yadzayin Amal Aleph. Okay, so the Beitza Yadzayin Amal Aleph. So the sugya is it's in the middle of the Eretz Avshilon and stuff, but really it's not really related to it. So directly at least. So second line is about davening. Davening on Yontif and Shabbos, which coincide.
Wait,
Tano Rabbanan?
Yep. The end of the line.
Yep. Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos. So if Yontif comes out on Shabbos, V'Shamay Omer Mispal Al Shmona. You say eight brachas. V'Omer Shal Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma V'Shal Yontif B'Fnei Atzma. Separate bracha for Shabbos, separate bracha for Yontif for Shabbos. Right? Shabbos has its own, its regular Shabbos has its bracha. Yom Tov has its bracha. So what happens when they coincide? So you see, this is what Shabbos says. You have brachas. So you have eight brachas in Shema Nasser that week. Okay?
To keep things simple, we're always talking about Shachris, not Musaf?
Yeah, let's keep it Shachris. Let's keep things simple, Shachris. All right, so Shever Yom Tov Shabbos, all davenings are the same first three and last three. It's that middle bracha, that fourth bracha. Shabbos is one, Yom Tov is different. So what are you doing? You have a coincidence. So he says, you have them both. Do you have eight brachas? Sounds strange to us, because we don't do that, but sounds, in a certain sense, it makes sense. You may say, hello, Omrim, Mispal Sheva. No, you still do seven. Maskel B'Shel Shabbos, you begin with Shabbos, U'Misayim B'Shel Shabbos, and you end the bracha with Shabbos, U'Omer K'Dushayom B'Emtza. And you say the Yontif, the Dushayom, in the middle of the bracha. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Says Maskel B'Shel Shabbos, bracha achas l'shneihem. You do one bracha for both of them, Shabbos and Yontif. U'maskel la'azkir Shabbos t'chila. And you begin mentioning Shabbos. V'titen lanu es yom ha'menucha hazeh v'es yom chag ha'ploni hazeh.
What is this Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi.
Half hour down.
It's the beginning, top one. So you begin with V'titen lanu es yom ha'menucha hazeh, which is Shabbos, v'es yom chag ha'ploni hazeh, which is Yontif. Right? So that's what it means. You begin with Shabbos. V'titen lanu, you first say that God gave us Shabbos and Yontif. U'misayim ha'bracha b'shel Shabbos. V'kadesh ha'Shabbos v'sulom. So the end of the bracha also finishes with Baruch Hashem v'kadesh ha'Shabbos. V'omer k'dush ha'yom ha'emtza v'titen lanu Hashem v'kadesh yom ha'menucha hazeh v'es yom chag ha'ploni hazeh. So where do you mention Yontif? In the middle. You say, then God gave us this Shabbos and this Yontif, ta 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 ta, and you end Baruch Hashem Mikadesh Shabbos. So it's like essentially it's like a bracha of Shabbos, but it has Yontif, you know, woven into it, right? Okay, it's also not like what we do. Okay. So it says, are we good? Problem? Hey? That's Beis Hillel. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi has says, Av Chosem Ba Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. So he agrees with Beis Hillel that you only have seven brachos. You only have one middle bracha. And you, I guess you start there with Shabbos and then Yontif. But you conclude with a combo. Shabbos, Mekad, like what we do. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Combines Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, why leave Yontif out of the Chasima of the Bracha? Like the Chasima, the end, is usually like the Iker of the Bracha, the main part of the Bracha. Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh, right? That summarizes the whole thing. So he says, why leave that out of the Chasima? Why leave Yontif out of the Chasima? If you're including them both in the text of the Bracha, so why not include them both in the Chasima? Right? So that's Rabbi Yonasi. And that's the way we do. Okay? Fine. Yeah. So if you had to group together the positions here, how would you group them? Is there any grouping? Let's just group them. The first one holds that you have two totally separate brachas. Shabbos and Yontif, what do you do with them? You do them both separately. Well, the second and the third one say that you combine. You can't do two separate brachas. You only do one bracha. One middle bracha. The question is, what is the nature of that middle bracha? Middle bracha definitely includes Shabbos and Yontov, but how does it include them both? Definitely in the opening, you start with Vatiten Lanu, God gave us Shabbos and Yontov. But how does it end? That's the only argument. Does it end with Shabbos alone? That's the second position. Or does it end with Shabbos and Yontov? Which is the way we do. Okay. So the second and third both agree, argue on Beis Shammai that there's only one bracha. The question is do you leave Yontov out of the Chasima? Or does the Chasima include them both? Okay? Pretty simple, right?
You're grouping it based on one group has them separated and one group has them together.
Yeah, right, exactly. It seems like that's a good breakup, right? Is that one group has them separate, nothing to do with one another, two separate things, eight brachas. Who said there has to be seven? And the second group of second and third, Vesela and Rebbe, hold that you combine. You can't do two separate brachas, you have to combine. And then it's a detail how exactly you combine them. You know what I mean? How exactly you combine them. But that you combine them into one bracha, that they both agree on. So it seems like that's the most basic distinction is between the first versus the second and third. You know?
I was thinking of something else.
I mean, it's a good point. Is that David is mentioning another point to that. He makes the second position unique. Basically, unique is that he doesn't mention Yontif in a Chasima. It's like somehow Yontif just comes in as like a side point. It's not really a main part of main bracha. It's just mentioned together with Shabbos, secondary to Shabbos in the Atitan Lanu, but it doesn't really have a Chasima. It doesn't really have a Shabbat in its own right. Right? Whereas the first position and the third position all give it its own light of day, either in its own bracha or as a part of the Chasima. Right, it seems it's kind of funny. I think it's a difficulty with the second position. Is why is Yontif taking second place, kind of, so to speak? It's not really having its own bracha. It's not being mentioned in the bracha, you know.
Well, but that's what comes to mind.
I think the first thing we should take up, it seems to me, is like the major distinction about whether or not Yontif and Shabbos come out together on the same day. Do you have two totally separate brachas in Shemona Esrei, one for Shabbos, one for Yontif? Or do you say no, that you have to squeeze them together into one bracha? Okay, that seems to be a fundamental question. Right, two brachas or one bracha? Then we could afterwards take up, given that it's one bracha, how do you accomplish squeezing them together into one bracha, you know? But the first question seems to be, do they remain distinct and apart? Or do you somehow have to combine? Let me go with, Yonah is saying good. Step back.
Step back.
Okay, step back.
Rewind the tape. Sorry.
Okay. So let me just put it together a little bit. But the question is, what are you giving? What's the nature of the Shabbat? What are you giving Shabbat for? Okay, because that's what we're talking about here. So might as well make the question about Shabbat, the Shabbat of Tefillah. What are you doing Shabbat for when your Shabbat is davening? Is it pshat that today's a special day? You're in the middle of experiencing the day, right? Whatever day it is. Saturday, and you have to express to give Shabbat to God that He gave us this special day. It's a great day. It's not just an ordinary day. Normal days I work, I'm involved in all kinds of annoying things. This is a special day. I'm involved in ideas of God as a creator. I'm involved in ideas of God taking us out of Mitzrayim. I'm involved in Simcha. I'm involved in whatever else I'm involved in. I'm removed from work, and I'm involved in Kedusha, whatever that means, right? Whatever the particular thing is. So insofar as I'm experiencing a day, I have to give Shevach to God about the day. Now, what's the Shevach going to, what will the content of my Shevach be? Well, whatever the day is. If it's Shabbos, I'm going to talk about Shabbos. If it's Yontov, I'm going to talk about Yontov. If it's Shabbos and Yontov, I'm going to talk about Shabbos and Yontov. But it's one Shevach because it's one day. In other words, I'm living in the world, and today is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But this is a special day. I'm going to give Shabbat about this day. God gave me a unique day. And it's one day, experientially. It's only one day. It's not 2 days. It's one day. Saturday's on the calendar. It's one day. So I'm living in a world. I'm living in one day. I'm not living in 2 days. I'm living in one day. But the day has two good things about it. So when I talk about giving praise to God for giving me this great day, so I'll mention both of the things, but I'm not going to do two totally separate things. It's one day, and I'm going to give praise for that one day. Okay? What do you say now? Is that really what I'm giving Shabbat for is not for today, but I have to give Shabbat for Shabbos. God made Shabbos. He made a thing called Shabbos. and I have to give him Shevach for that. And he made a thing called Yontif, and I have to give him Shevach for that. Now, when do I give him Shevach for Shabbos? I don't do it on Tuesdays, I do it on Shabbos. So when do I give him Shevach for Yontif? On Yontif. Right? But essentially, I have obligated to give Shevach about the Kedushas Hayom, the idea of the Yom HaShabbos, the idea of the Yom HaYontif. Now, in it today, ends up enacting, realizing, activating two of my chiyuvim. Today is Shabbos and Yontif. So I had to give Shevach about Shabbos, that God gave us Shabbos and God's a Mekadesh Shabbos, and I had to give Shevach that God's a Mekadesh of Yontif, Mekadesh of Azmanim, and the two separate Mechayivim, two separate chiyuvim. I'm giving Shevach about the abstract entity called Shabbos, and the abstract entity of Yontif, and they happen to coincide experientially. I'm doing them both at the same time, but they're two totally separate things and two separate gifts that God gave us, two separate things I had to give Shevach for. Okay, so if my Shevach is on the abstract entity of the Yom, then there are two separate different entities which happen to be coinciding. But if my Shevach is for my experiential Yom, for the Yom that I have in this man in front of me, which I'm living and experiencing, and I have to give praise to God for giving me this day, so then it's one day that I'm giving. Now, I'll mention both of the stuff because there's two different things in the day, but it's not two separate brachas. It's one bracha, it's one Shevach, one action of Shevach. So is Mechayiv and Shevach the Zman, or is the Mechayiv and Shevach the Kedushas Hayom itself, which happens to exist in this Zman? Look at it that way, is that it's like, according to the side that it's one, it's like Gavra Center. It's like you're, as a Gavra, you're living in a time, in a day, and you're experiencing a day, and you have to give praise for this day. It's only one day. As a Gavra, you're living in one day. But the other way, it's more like on like the Chafta of the Yom, so to speak. The Yom itself, in the abstract, there's two totally separate Yoms. They happen to coincide, and in your experience, you experience them as one, but they're two different things. In the abstract world, there's, so to speak, two different things. It's Shabbos today. It's Yontif today. There's no unification. I mean, they're two totally different things. They just happen to be there on the same day of the calendar, and the calendar only, but like in the abstract, they don't merge to become Yontif Shabbos. What does that mean? They're two different things. How do they merge? It's both. Right, so in the abstract, it's hard to say they merge. There's Shabbos and there's Yontif. Why should they merge? They're two different ideas, two different concepts. Experientially, they merge. Experientially, that's the question. Like when you say, like, are they one day or are they 2 days? The answer is that it's both. It depends on the framework. In the framework of the experiential, it's one day. You can't make one day into 2 days experientially. But in the abstract conceptual thing, they're two separate things. They're not one. They're two separate things. They have to go inside. The question is, which one is Tefillah dealing with? Does Tefillah deal with, and then what's the Mechayev of Tefillah and Shevach? Is Tefillah the Mechayev of Shevach the Gavra's experiential Yom? So there's only one. The Mechayev of Shevach the abstract Yom, which I happen to encounter on my day, then there are two abstract Yoms. And then I have to get two different brachas. Right. So the question, like, the original question we threw out is it 2 days or is it 1 day? That's not really a question. It's both at the same time. The question is, which framework is Tefillah interested in? You know, so it's a chakira about Tefillah, not just a chakira about the day, how many days there are. There are two different frameworks, depends on your perspective, two ways of looking at the thing. And the question is, which one is Tefillah based upon? You know what I mean? Our next, if you buy this, the question next is going to be given that it's one, it's Shevach on the experiential Yom. Right, that's Beis Hillel holds, the Beis Shammai holds it separate days on the abstract Yom. But we hold, Beis Hillel holds on the experiential Yom. Okay, so it's only special one experiential Yom. So now you have to make only one bracha. What's your bracha going to be? How do you incorporate together Shabbos and Yontif? Do you squeeze them into one bracha, one chasima, double chasima? How does that work? That's the next question, given that it's one. It's like a further breakdown, given that there's one Shevach, because the Shevach is on the experiential Yom. Now, what's the form that bracha is going to take? That's what we have to take up tomorrow. Okay, but that's where we're headed.